And I guess they got some good out of it. They processed some cotton. And then it got so that he couldn't stand the heat down there. He was a big man, and he couldn't stand the heat, so he left and went up to Tokerville. And Brigham Young got mad at him. But then he went from Tokerville to Holden, where he built a house, and he died in Holden. He's buried down in Holden now.
This is Appleton Wendell Harmon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, now, coming across the plains, he was the one that made the first rotameter, you know, the measure of the miles. He's the one who manufactured that. There's a lot of controversy about that, but he still was the one that built it. And whether this original that's up there in the church museum was his or not, I don't know. They're still arguing about that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he was a guard when Joseph Smith was murdered. He was a guard then. And he mentions, you know, a few things like that. See, I've got a copy of his diary, and now BYU took his diary and wrote and made a copy of it, made copies of it. And that's how I got a copy. There was another Harmon up there that wrote his thesis on his experiences. Now, they got that in up to BYU.
Oh, really? In the archives?
Yeah. But this thesis is really interesting because it tells all of those things, and it's documented, you know, where they got the information mm-hmm. and everything, and it's really interesting. But anyway, this mill and that there plot of land in Salt Lake, we never heard any more of it. Now, the family got a little bit bitter against the church because of this. And then after that, then these people started to spread out. So my grandfather moved to Manti. And my grandfather and his brother had a mill up Six Mile Canyon. That's this next canyon over here.
Uh-huh.
And what was your grandfather's name?
Oh.
Willis?
Willis, yeah. You'll have to look it up.
Willis
I don't remember.
Nelson, I think it was. Our books are downstairs. Yeah. Should we run down and get the genealogy books?
Well, anyway,
have here.
He moved up here, and that's where my grandfather and his brother had that mill. And what they do, they didn't go up there and haul the logs up. They went up there and got the logs and sawed them up and brought the lumber down. Now, most of these mills had the mills down here, and they'd go up and get the logs and bring the logs down and saw them up. But he went up there and got them. Now, this place up this canyon, you know, you go out here about 6 miles and then go up the canyon. But when you get up to this area where the mill was, they called it Harmon's.
Oh, really?
All these people in Sterling. Now, mainly the people in Sterling, well, we'll go up to Harmon's. Well, if you said up to Harmon's, they know where he's going. Now, there was a hill up there that was called the Harmon Hill. It was a steep hill where, you know, they usually got stuck.
Uh-huh.
And on this hill, there was a Forest Service sign that says Harmon Hill.
That up was the canyon here?
It's gone. They've changed the road now. But after you got clear up there and underneath the cliffs, there was a sign there that says the Harmon Trail. And this trail went down through all this country and down to the mill. But now, they've changed the road, and this road turns right where Harmon's is. It goes right down through Harmon's where they had that mill. It turns and goes up there. And sometimes, you know, you might want to go up there and see. Now, if you come down to our reunion, you can ride from there over the 12 Mile Canyon and then back down to Harmon's. You can ride down there, or you can ride from here up to Harmon's, you know, on the four-wheelers.